wasn't supposed to touch the pie, but I put extra sugar on top. Except it was salt.
Oh, I bet that was not very tasty. But it reminds me of how sin can ruin your life. Guess what? My name is Zach, and you're listening to Keys for Kids, a listener-supported ministry. So, how do you tell the difference between sugar and salt? Even though they look the same, they taste very different. And if you mix them up when you're cooking or baking, you can really taste how different they are. Sometimes sin is like that too. At first, it might seem like something good, but in the end, it only brings sadness and pain. Just listen to the Apostle Paul in Romans 6:23. He said, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Our story today is entitled, Salty Sin. "Thank you for helping with the pie, Lizzie," said Grandma. The 4-year-old beamed. "What about me?" 8-year-old Henry asked, showing his grandmother the pie he made out of Play-Doh. "It's adorable." Grandma moved the apple pie to the back of the stove. "Lizzie, while the oven is heating up, why don't we go pick some green beans from the garden?" "Okay," Lizzie replied. "Henry, are you going to come with us?" Grandma asked. "I want to make pies," Henry replied, Play-Doh in hand. "Okay, we'll be outside for a bit then. Please don't touch the apple pie," Grandma said as she followed Lizzie outside. After dinner and devotions that evening, Grandma served everyone a slice of apple pie. "Lizzie did wonderful today being my helper," she told Grandpa. Lizzie beamed as she picked up her fork. "I like helping." As she put a bite of pie in her mouth, the smile disappeared. "Yuck!" she exclaimed. "It's full of salt." Grandpa tried a tiny bite. "You're right, Lizzie girl. This does taste like a salt pie." "Well," Grandma looked at the pie, "how did that happen? I know I put the right amount of salt in." "Henry, you're quiet," Grandpa noted as he looked at the boy. Henry sighed. "I'm sorry, Grandma. I tried to put sugar on top of the pie so it would be extra yummy. But it wasn't sugar. It was salt. Now the pie is ruined." Grandpa chuckled. This reminds me of what we read in Genesis. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God and ate the fruit, the curse of sin entered the world. And just like the salt in this pie, we can't fix it and get rid of the sin on our own. We need Jesus' help with that. "He died on the cross so he could take all our sins away," Lizzie frowned. "Is he going to fix the pie?" Grandpa grinned. "One day he's going to fix the whole world. Then all sin will be gone forever. In the meantime, he gave us lots of apples on our tree so we can bake another pie," Grandma smiled. "This time I think I'll have 2 helpers. So how about you? Have you ever added too much salt to something? It takes over the food and makes the entire dish taste like salt. That's similar to how sin took over the world. The good news is that Jesus died on the cross to take away our sins and rose again so he could fix the world and we could spend eternity with him. How awesome is that? So, have you trusted him to take away your sins? If not, do it today. To learn more about what it means to trust in Jesus, get your parents' permission first. Then go to keysforkids.net/salvation. Our key verse is John 3:16.
"For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life."
And our key thought for today, Jesus died for our sins. Read and listen to the Keys for Kids stories every day on the Keys for Kids app. Just search your app store for Keys for Kids. Well, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids.